Glory to God. Thank you for this opportunity on today. It's always good to see smiling faces. It's always good to hear your praise. It's always good to see your hands lifted up. It's always good to just be in the house of the Lord. Amen. And I believe that today is a very powerful word that God is speaking to House of Judah on today. And I want to start out by giving you the title of this message, which is Ascend and Advance. Ascend and Advance. Amen. I believe if you haven't realized already, if you haven't been able to look at the signs of the times and tell already, I know we've been hearing it for years, and I know we've been hearing it for decades. But I truly believe and I know that we are living in the last days. How many of you can attest to that? How many of you can attest just by signs and wonders and all the things that are going on in the earth? We are truly living in the last days. Amen. But I also know that the word of God says, he said, in the last days, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall dream dreams, and your old men shall see visions. And even on my handmaidens, I will pour out of my spirit. So we know that even because it is in the last days, we're living in the last times, we can anticipate the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon his people. Come on, how many of you are ready for a fresh outpouring? Come on, how many of you are ready for a fresh wind? Come on, how many of you are ready for God to pour out of his spirit upon all flesh? Come on, how many of you are ready to prophesy? Come on, how many of you are ready to dream dreams and to see visions? Come on, don't play with me this morning, because God is pouring out of his spirit. And if you have eyes to see and ears to hear, you will hear what God is speaking to his church, and you will see the things that he is revealing by his spirit. Amen. So I don't know about you, but I'm excited about the times that we live in. Even though we have challenges, even though we go through trials and tribulations, and even though we've gone through what the world calls a pandemic, we call it a consecration. We know that this is a time where God is setting aside his church. He is setting his church aside. He is lifting up his church. He is setting us up as a city that is set on a hill that can't be hidden. We are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. And when the world is going through a pandemic, we can still declare that we have the victory in Jesus' name. And we give God all the glory. But today I want to talk to you about what I believe God has revealed to us, the body of Christ, concerning these end times, concerning these last days. And I want to start out with Isaiah chapter 60. We're going to be reading verses 1 through 3. Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 3. And if I could give you a subtitle for today's message, and this will probably turn into a series message, it would be Divine Cooperation, Collaboration, Elevation, and acceleration. Come on, somebody need to get excited about that. Divine cooperation, collaboration, elevation, and acceleration. I believe that God is saying to his church that if we cooperate and collaborate with what he is doing in this time, in these last days, then we are going to experience a divine elevation and a divine acceleration of the church. Did you hear what I said? I said that I believe that God is speaking to his church that if we could cooperate and collaborate with what he is doing in the earth right at this very moment in this time and space, then we would see a divine elevation and a divine acceleration of the church. How many are excited about that? Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 3, and it reads, "Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and the gross darkness the people. But, did you hear what I said? I said, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and the glory shall be seen upon thee. I think I'm going to read that again in the Amplified version. It says, arise from the depression and the prostration in which circumstances have kept you. Rise to a new life. Shine. Be radiant with the glory of the Lord, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth. Aren't we what the earth would call darkness? Couldn't we describe this pandemic and what we've gone through in this year, even with the division, even with the racial situations, even with the politics? I would think that's an accurate description of what the earth is going through right now, gross darkness. But it says, but the Lord shall arise upon you, O Jerusalem, and his glory shall be seen on you. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. I want to share with you a prophetic dream that I believe the Lord gave me, that I know that the Lord gave me a few weeks back. It was about 4:00 in the morning, and in this dream, myself and several other, what I could interpret as leaders in the body of Christ, had come into this large building. We were in this building. And as we were in this building, it was almost as if we were waiting on something, as if we were anticipating something that was about to happen. We were walking around. We were having conversation. We were talking. But we were still anticipating something. Something was about to happen in this room. And as we were anticipating and waiting on something to happen in this room, there appeared a figure that came into the room, this woman that came into the room. And as she came into the room, the unique thing about this woman is that she was 2 times taller than the rest of the people that were in the room. And not only was she 2 times taller, but she had a different look. It was a different image that she had that we had never seen before. And as she came into the room, she pointed to a wall, almost like a projector screen. And as we looked at this projector screen, I saw a large bridge, almost something similar to the Golden Gate Bridge. And on this bridge, there were thousands and thousands of cars that were bumper to bumper. And they could not move. And even when they did move, they were moving inch by inch. And the unique thing about this bridge is that it was a one-way bridge. It was not a two-way bridge. It was a one-way bridge. And there were thousands of cars that were trying to go in the same direction on this one bridge. But the bad thing about it was they were stuck in traffic. They could not advance. They could not move forward. And so as we were looking at this screen, and we saw this bridge, and we saw these cars that were bumper to bumper, the screen eventually went away. And as we were in this room, the room actually began to move. It began to accelerate, and I looked out of this window, and I could tell that we were on somewhat of like a runway, like it was an aircraft, and we were on a runway. And the building itself was moving down the runway. And as we opened up the doors and opened up the windows, we were trying to yell at the people, those who were stuck on the bridge. We were yelling at them, telling them to come in the building, to come on inside the building, because the building or the aircraft, which was now a large, humongous aircraft, was about to take off. But it was almost as if those who were in the cars and those who were walking by had deaf ears. It was almost as if they could not hear us. And it got to the point to where the aircraft was moving so fast, or the building was moving so fast, and it began to lift off the ground that we eventually had to shut the doors and shut the windows, and we had to take our seats. And as we took our seats, the same image, the same woman that had came in before, she told us to buckle up and enjoy the ride. And as we were sitting in this seat, the plane eventually disappeared, but those of us who were on the plane, we were still floating supernaturally in the sky. We were almost flying as if our bodies were flying. We didn't have wings, but we were simultaneously together, supernaturally flying and advancing. And as we were flying, we eventually reached above the clouds, and we were almost, you know how on a plane where you begin to coast, you reach above the clouds and you just coast. As we were coasting, I heard a loud voice out of heaven call out my name. But the unique thing about this is that he did not say Jeremy. I don't even recall the name that he called me, but I knew it was the name that I needed to answer. And as I answered the name, not only did I answer the name, but all of those who were connected with me and all of those who were with me also answered the same name. And not only did we answer the same name, but we were almost clutched together by our arms and our hands. And we were all floating and flying in almost in a supernatural way to this one destination. And I eventually saw two big hands, gigantic hands, come out of the clouds. And these hands began to press us together, almost gather us together. And at first I thought he was just trying to get us closer together. But he continued to press until our bodies eventually begin to meld and melt and mold into each other. And Elder Jerry, I tell you, I could physically feel in the dream, I could feel my head melting together and meshing together and melting or melding into another person's head. And it scared me so much that I eventually shook myself awake. And as I shook myself awake, I said, Lord, give me the interpretation of the dream. And I got a notebook and I wrote down the interpretation. And I won't give you every single bit of it, but I'll give you what I believe you need to hear. He said that the building that we had met in was called the secret place. It was a secret place in which God had invited many to come to. But the only those who had an ear to hear showed up at the building. And those who showed up at the building got secret revelation into what was happening in the world. That's what the projector screen symbolized. It was revelation and information that was being released to those who would showed up in this secret place. The bridge represented the destination, or the bridge represented a man-made structure, or a man-made pathway that many were trying to travel on to get to a destination. And not only was this a man-made structure where many were trying to travel on to get to a specific destination, but each person were trying to get there in their own car, with their own effort, by their own strength. But those who were in the building, who were not on the bridge, who heard the call to come into the building, not only did they receive special revelation, but they also were not driven to that location in their own effort, but they were taken there supernaturally by the Holy Spirit. The building represented not only a secret place, but it represented the Spirit of God. And as the plane or the building began to lift, it was representing how God was going to take a remnant of people. And as they rise up from the earth into the spirit realm, because the sky, the clouds represent the spirit realm. He said, as they rise and as they become one, speaking in one voice and moving as one body, God said, I will accelerate those who would come, cooperate with me, meet with me. He said, I will raise them up and I will advance them supernaturally. I truly believe that in these last days that God is setting aside a remnant of people who will meet him in the secret place and who will not try to get there on their own effort or their own means on a man-made structure, but they will allow the Holy Spirit himself to take them to the place which God has called them to. So you've got to understand that those who were on the bridge, those who were in the car, they were still trying to get to the same place in their own effort, in one structure, one way, but they were not advancing. It was still bumper to bumper. What does this have to do with the message today? I believe that God is speaking to his church that what he is getting ready to do in these last days, it will not be done by man's effort. It will not be done by our own ingenuity. It will not be done through man's structures. It will not be done on the ground level. If you're going to advance and accelerate and go to the place, if God's going to take his church to the place where he wants it to go, we're going to have to yield and meet in the place that God has called us to, so that he could raise us up and send us forth supernaturally into the Spirit. I hear the Spirit of God saying that we have to do it his way. John 15, verses 5 through 8 reads it this way. If you would turn there, John 15. In today's message, we're going to start with divine cooperation and collaboration. John 15, verses 5 through 8. And Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. For without me, ye can do nothing. Because I believe that we are living in the last times, I study a lot of the book of Revelation. And what I continuously hear and see in the book of Revelation are these words. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to the churches. Notice he said churches, plural. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to the churches. And notice it said this, that the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to the churches. What does that indicate? That indicates that we have to be open and in tune to what the Spirit is saying. Not news media. Not Facebook. not social media, not any other type of media. He said, but those who have an ear to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the church. He said, let them have an ear to hear. Do you have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church in these last days? And when you hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, are you willing to cooperate with what he said? Are you willing to cooperate and collaborate with what the Spirit of the Lord is saying? Because the truth of the matter is that we thank God for his written word and what Jesus has said. But God continues to speak to his church today. And he speaks by his Holy Spirit. But if we're not open to his Holy Spirit, we cannot hear what he's saying to the church. And so we have to have an ear to hear and a heart to humble. 1 Peter 5 and 6 reads it this way. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Peter tells us that when we humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God, that there will be a lifting up. That if we would come down, that he would lift us up. That if we would position ourselves, that he would raise us up. That if we would prostrate ourselves, if we would get in proper position, if we would get in the proper place, he says, only then will I will lift you up and raise you up in due time. Psalms 37 and 5 reads it this way. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will do this. Proverbs 16 and 3. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. I believe that we're living in a time in the church and in the body of Christ where what used to work, and we actually, I think we spoke this earlier this year when we came back into the building, that what used to work won't work. We are in a new time. We are in a new dimension. We're in a new space. And what we used to do and what could be done by man's effort will no longer be able to produce the fruit, because Jesus says that apart from me, you can do nothing. Apart from my Spirit, you cannot produce the fruit that needs to produce. He didn't say that apart from me, you cannot stay busy. Notice he didn't say that. He didn't say apart from me that you can't continue to stay engaged or stay busy. But he says, only through me and staying connected to me can you produce fruit, and fruit that will remain. I truly believe that as I had that dream and I saw those who were stuck on that bridge, and as we were yelling out of the doors and yelling out of the windows for them to get on board, to come into this place, to join us because we were getting ready to take off, I believe that dream was twofold. I believe, number one, it was talking about what God is getting ready to do in the church and the earth with the remnant. But I also think it's a good reminder of Christ's return. And that we must be ready, and that we can't be stuck on the ground trying to get there on our own. Because as we were looking out of this plane, the same direction that those who were on the bridge were trying to go in, we were supernaturally getting there by the wind of the Spirit. We had no vehicle. We had no plane. It was all by the Spirit of God, by which we were supernaturally being taken to that destination. And as we looked down on the bridge, to those who were still stuck on the bridge, they were still inching their way to the same destination. They were still trying to get there in the same vehicle. They were still trying to get there on the same man-made structure. They were still trying to get there bumper to bumper while we were advancing supernaturally. What is God saying to the church? I believe that God is saying to the church that if you get on board with my program, if you get on board and cooperate with my plans, if you can get in that secret place and get revelation as to what is going on, he said, I will raise you up and I will advance you forward supernaturally. But not only did we have to cooperate with God, and I'll go into this maybe on the next teaching, the coming together with the other leaders and the others that were flying, that were floating with me, takes us to Ephesians chapter 4. If you would go to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Starting at let's start at verse 4. And it reads, there is one body. I told you in the dream that there were many of us that were flying, but eventually the hands that came out of the heavens pressed us together until we became one body. There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and one Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto everyone of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first unto the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens. And I didn't even recognize that before, that this scripture talks about ascending above the heavens, that he might fill all things. Verse 11, and he gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure and the stature and the fullness of Christ. What we read here in this passage of Scripture, which is titled The Unity of the Spirit, talks a lot about unity in the body of Christ. And in this dream, I believe that God was saying that he's going to begin to unite the body of Christ. Because in order for us to display and demonstrate the fullness of Christ, see, Christ, here's what you got to understand. Christ no longer lives on the earth. So in order for people to see the fullness of Christ, then we have to be unified. Because it says here in the scripture, it says it. I didn't say it. It says that when we come together, that's when you're going to see the fullness of Christ. When we're separated and we're segmented as a body of believers, then you're seeing ligaments of Christ. You're seeing pieces of Christ. You're seeing limbs of Christ. You're seeing parts of Christ. But in these last days, he said, I'm going to bring my body together so that the world may see the full stature of Christ, which simply means so that they can see fully what Jesus looks like. But this is how he says he's going to do it. He says, I'm going to do it through the gifts that I gave the church. He said, I gave them apostles. I gave them prophets. I gave them evangelists. I gave them pastors. And I gave them teachers. He said, so that they can perfect the church for the work of the ministry, so that they can build up the body until we all come into unity of the faith and the spirit and of the knowledge of the Son of God, till we become a perfect man in the stature of Christ. So according to this scripture and according to several other scriptures that we read, in order for us to become all that we need to be as the church of Jesus Christ, we have to be connected to Jesus. And when I say Jesus, I mean the Spirit of Christ, which is the Holy Spirit. We have to be connected to the Holy Spirit. And we have to accept and cooperate with his structure. And his structure is, and he gave some apostles, and he gave some prophets, pastors, teachers, prophets. He said, for the upbuilding of the church. You see, the church can't be built without these five. The church can't be built without the ascension ministries. Without the apostle, without the prophet, without the pastor, without the teacher, without the evangelist. Because their job is to cause us to come into cooperation with God's program and how God has outlined the church. But it requires us to stay connected to the vine, to be in divine cooperation with him, to receive and accept what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. And I'll say this too. I put out on Facebook the other day because I had encountered a friend who we were having a conversation. He said something about the spirit of the Lord or spiritual things. And our conversation basically led to the fact that if you accept God and you accept Jesus, but you don't accept the Holy Spirit, then you've rejected them all. Because he says they are one, three in one. And neither one does anything apart from the other. They all operate as one. And when one's doing something, the other's doing the same thing. And so what I was telling him is that if you truly want to operate in the things of God, if you truly want to ascend into the place of God, if you truly want to advance into the things of God, then you've got to accept the Spirit of God, who is the Holy Spirit. And we have to cooperate with what God is doing in these last days. I truly believe that the dream I had was a prophetic message to the body of Christ to ask, are you going to continue to be on the bridge, stuck in traffic? This is a decision that all of us individually have to make. And we as a body, as a corporate, as a church body, as a corporate body, are you going to be those who are on the bridge, on the ground level? Because even in the dream, when we ascended above high and we looked down, how many of you have flown before? When you look outside the window, you can see farther and wider. You can see things that you wouldn't normally be able to see on the ground level. I hear the Spirit of the Lord speaking right now. When you are on ground level, you can only see certain things. You can only see things that are in your proximity. But when you are rise high, you can see those things that were hidden from your eyesight when you were on the ground level. But if you allow the Holy Spirit to take you to a dimension that is higher than the one that you are on now, then you will be able to see things that you have never seen before. You'll be able to see farther, and you'll be able to see wider. Expanded vision. Expanded vision. Expanded vision. Expanded vision. Expanded vision. I hear this for the house of Judah right now. Expand the vision. Yes, I hear you, Lord. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying to the house of Judah right now, expand the vision. See farther and see wider. Believe greater. What do you see? Even in your personal lives, are you satisfied with moving on the ground level, moving inch by inch, going in the same direction that everyone else is going in, on one man-made structure? You see, I'm going there. What you have to understand is that the Church of Jesus Christ is first and foremost a spiritual institution. And no man-made structure, no man-made idea, no man-made strategy, no man-made plans will ever be able to get the church into the spiritual place that God has called it to. Because if we stay on the man-made structure, we're on the same path that thousands and thousands and thousands of people are trying to go down. And if we stay stuck on that structure, we might advance, but it will be inch by inch. And notice when you're on the bridge and you're in a car and you're trying to drive yourself there, you can only do it at the speed of which your car, the vehicle you're in, will allow you to go. See, when you're in a car, it only goes so fast. But when you're in a plane, when you're in a jet, you got a pilot that's taking you there. You're not even flying yourself there. You have a pilot. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, will the church let me drive? Will the church let me take them there? Why are you trying to get yourself there on a man-made structure? He said, just get on the plane and let me take you there. Let me take you there. Why are you downcast, oh my soul? Because the soul can't get you to spiritual places. Only the spiritual things are spiritually discerned and can get you to spiritual places. God says, just come into the place, come into the room, come into the place, come into the secret place. He said, I will show you great and mighty things that you know not of. And not only will I show you things, but I will take you places you've never been before. Does the church have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying? I can guarantee you that after this pandemic is over, being careful when I say this, I can guarantee you that after this pandemic is over, there will be churches, there will be pastors, there will be leaders, there will be ministries who will come out of this pandemic, who will come out of this time of consecration, and they will get right back on the bridge. And they will get right back in traffic. They will get right back on the man-made structure. Instead of hearing the invitation to come into the room so that you might see great and mighty things that are revealed to you. And be supernaturally taken to the place that I'm trying to get you. Let's stand to our feet. We're going to continue this message, but I want you to hear what God is saying to you today. You have a choice to make. You have a choice to make. And I believe that God is speaking this to His universal church. I believe He is speaking this to His universal church. Will you stay on the ground, on the bridge? Or will you let me take you to a place by the Spirit? Will you stay on the ground where there's limited vision, where there's a whole slew, thousands of people trying to take the same path, trying to get there? Bumper to bumper. Everybody trying to crowd the market. Everybody trying to get on Facebook. Everybody trying to go live. Everybody trying to do this. Everybody trying to use this gimmick. Everybody trying to use that gimmick. Everybody trying to use this strategy. Everybody trying to use that strategy. Everybody saying this is the latest thing. That's the latest thing. Or will you stay in that traffic? Or will you come into the secret place and be taken there supernaturally? Will you let God take you up? What that requires, it requires you taking your hands off the wheel. Sitting in your seat, buckling up and saying, God, I trust the pilot. I trust the pilot. And our pilot is the Holy Spirit. He's the one who birthed the church. He's the only one that can maintain the church. And He's the only one that can take the church where it needs to go. It's time out for resisting the Spirit of God in His churches. Because apart from Him, we can produce nothing. We can stay busy, but we can't produce fruit that will remain. Let me tell you something, and I know this by the Spirit. I promise you, if you go into 2021 like you were, if you go into 2021 the same way you were in 2020 and before, the Spirit of God will not be on it. He said, behold, I do a new thing. And it shall spring forth. He said, do you not sense it? He said, can you not tell that I'm doing a different new thing? He said, yes, I'm the same God. I never change. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He said, I don't change. The Holy Spirit don't change. God don't change. He said, but my methods do. According to the generation, according to the dispensation, according to the time period, we have to be in tune with what the Spirit of God is doing in the church today, right now. And the awesome thing about it is that you have been given insight and revelation as to what God is doing. And so now you have an opportunity to choose which way you're going to go. I don't know about you, but I want to be on the Lord's side. I don't know about you, but I want to be in tune and in sync with what the Lord is doing in His church. You might have heard that song, Lord, whatever it is. Was a bishop. I forgot his name. Paul Morton. Whatever it is that you're doing, don't do it. Yes, in this season. Don't do it without me. Will you make that declaration today? Lord, whatever it is that you're doing in this season, in your church, in your body, don't do it without me. Don't do it without Judah. Don't do it without my family. Don't do it without me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is a clarion call. This is a clarion call. And how you answer will determine the next course of action. Hear me well. How you respond to this call, it will determine the next 18 months. How you respond to this call will determine the next 18 months. And if you respond properly, the things that are getting ready to come upon the earth, according to the book of Revelation and all these things that are happening in the end days, last days, what's coming upon the earth won't be able to touch you. What's coming upon the earth won't impact you, but you will impact it.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. You will affect it. And your fruit shall remain. And what do we read in Isaiah? He said, arise and shine. Notice, oh, thank you, Lord. Notice he said, arise and shine. He didn't say shine and arise. Too many churches and too many of us are trying to shine before we rise. I'm going to say that again. Too many of us are trying to shine before we rise. Too many of us are trying to look the part before we are stepping into and being the part. You can't look like the Holy Spirit. You got to walk with the Holy Spirit. There's too many churches and there's too many people trying to look like the church. Trying to shine. Trying to have the best looking website. Trying to have the best looking building. Trying to have fog lamps. All that. Listen, you can look like you got it all together. You can sound like you got it all together. But if you ain't got it all together, the fruit will not remain. He says, arise and shine. That word arise gives the indication that you've been laying down.
Come on.
I'm going to say it again. That word arise gives the indication that you've been laying down, that you've been asleep, that you've been resting, that you've been in a place to where you can't shine.
Come on.
But I hear the Spirit of the Lord calling His church to a place today to arise and shine. You see, all this crazy stuff that's going on in the politics and in the world, you want to know why it's still going on and nothing has been able to stop it? Because the church won't rise and shine. What did it say? It says that we are a city that is set on a hill that can't be hidden. Why? Because where our shine is so bright. But where is the church during this time? Yes, I'm going to go here. Where is the church during this time? I'll tell you where the church is during this time. Instead of shining, instead of being that city that's set on a hill that's shining, instead of being the one that illuminates, we're trying to run to the light of the world, which is darkness. It's a false light. We're trying to get the world to do, but what only the church has been instituted to do. Arise and shine, for thy light is come. What is the light? The light is revelation and information. He says, arise today and shine, because now you have been given the information that you need to overcome the darkness. How will you answer today? What will be your answer to God's call today? How you respond is going to determine the next 18 months. Will you stay on the bridge, on the man-made structure, and advance by your own effort? Or will you meet with God and his representative, his Holy Spirit? See, the woman that was there represented the Holy Spirit in that building. And when we met with her in this building, we were taken to a place that those who were on the ground level were trying to get to. And we were taken there supernaturally. Which will you choose? Choose ye this day. Choose ye this day. Father God, we thank you for your word on today.